Okay, good morning and welcome to the fifth course in the course series of quantitative research methods by Infortech. And I'm going to first go through the practicalities really, really quickly because I can see that all of you have been here before, so this is not new stuff for you. I'll just tell what's coming up. And today and tomorrow we'll talk about multi-level and longitudinal data analysis. And the reason why we talk about longitudinal data analysis instead of just multi-level data analysis is that oftentimes when you apply multi-level modeling, you actually apply to longitudinal research designs. So that's one of the most common uses for that. And to understand why you need multi-level modeling, or if you need it at all, you have to understand certain things about longitudinal data sets, longitudinal designs, and cluster data before we actually go into the techniques. So today we'll talk more about generally what kind of issues we face when we have clustering or timeliness in our data, and then tomorrow we'll focus more on multi-level modeling techniques that we can apply. And the final sixth course is in a month from now, and I plan to update the course description early next week, and I'm going to talk about recent advances and current debates. So I'm going to talk about two things. I'm going to talk about controversies, like for example, should we use p-values as much as we do? If we do, what's the problem? What are the alternatives? What is the big thing about endogeneity that some journals are talking about? And things like that. So some things that are maybe changing and how journal standards are evolving. So that's one thing I'm going to talk about on the sixth course. Then I plan to talk about things that are techniques that are modern. So things that didn't exist, let's say, 20 years ago. So multi-level modeling, for example, existed 20 years ago. And then how those modern things are applied. And I plan to address at least missing data and selection effects. And then I was thinking about saying a few things about generalized multi-level structural equation modeling, which basically takes everything that we have discussed in the course series, including generalized models, multi-level models, and structural equation models together into one modeling framework. And that was introduced a couple of years, like 5 years ago. So that kind of modern techniques, just that you know what's available. So the two things, controversies and modern techniques. If you had, and also I plan to review some of the most important things covered during the five previous courses. If you have some things that you would like to me to cover, then you can just either email me or post the course form. And about the course form, how many of you are get emails when someone posts to the course forum on Moodle?
Not everyone.
Because I don't. Is there someone who hasn't received any emails from Moodle? So about one third of people don't get any emails. Yeah, so I just wanted to know what's the magnitude of the problem. Of course, this is a small sample, so we got 60 people on the course forum, and this is about 15 people. So the IT is looking into it, but they have been looking into it for a month and a half with no solution. So I don't trust that it will be solved anytime soon. So if you post a question, and you don't get a response, then you just have to check back a day or two later and see if I have responded, if you haven't gotten anything. I do the same, so I keep on checking it a couple of times a week because I don't get the emails. Okay. So schedule for part five, what are we going to talk about today and tomorrow? Well, we'll talk about theory or these techniques first without computers in the mornings, and then we go to the computer lab in the afternoon. We have the same thing as before, so I have screencasts for you using different software, and then you can follow those using your headphones that I'll provide and then ask questions. But today's morning, we'll first start by reviewing courses 1 and 2, because to understand multi-level modeling, you have to understand regression analysis. So we'll cover that. And then we start talking about cluster data. What does it mean that our data are clustered? What does it mean that our data have levels? And then we discuss intra-class correlations, ICC1 mostly, but a bit of ICC2. So these are our measures of how much the data vary between groups and within groups. So if you have, for example, students in classes, then you have two levels. You have the student level in the data, the level one, and level two is the class level. And it's possible that some variable, for example, well-being, varies more between classes than between students within classes. So that's you have these between and within effects in the data. So that's and ICC1 and ICC2 quantify those effects in different ways. Then we start the multi-level modeling discussion by looking at regression analysis. So regression analysis is the workhorse in quantitative research. If you have no specific reason to do something else, you should always use normal regression analysis. So to do multi-level modeling, it's basically an extension of regression analysis. You have to have a really good reason to use something that is more complex than normal regression. So we'll take a look at what is the problem, what kind of problems we face when we apply regression analysis to clustered or multi-level data. And once we understand the problems, then we can start to understand what we can do about those problems, and if we actually want to care about those problems at all, what kind of techniques we have. Multi-level modeling may not be the correct technique for addressing clustering. It is the best technique for some scenarios, but some scenarios it's just an overkill. Then we'll talk about econometric techniques for clustering and longitudinal data, fixed effects and random effects estimators, and Hausmann test that is used for comparing fixed effects and random effects results. Then on day two, we'll discuss actually multi-level modeling. So we talk about the multi-level regression model, random and fixed effects, random interest models, random solved models, autocorrelation, which means that variables are correlated over time with themselves, how to specify different error structures in multi-level models and why, and then finally maximum likelihood and residue maximum likelihood estimation, which are two estimation approaches for multi-level modeling. And there are some technical differences between the two, but we'll focus mostly on which one of these two should you use and why, what's the difference. Then finally, we'll conclude by taking a multivariate perspective of longitudinal data using structural regression modeling. So most multi-level models can be specified as structural regression models. For example, if you have full data, then specifying something called a random interest random slope model is the exact same thing as specifying a latent growth or a latent growth model using SCM. So you can specify the exact same analysis in multi-level modeling and SCM, and you will get the exact same results if you have complete data. With missing data, things are a bit different, and we'll talk more about that on the sixth course. Okay, any questions about the schedule for today and tomorrow? And we've had everybody here before, so we'll skip that one. And let's go through parts one and two. So just the most important things about regression analysis before we start talking about more complex things. And in part one, I had these questions that you should be able to answer after the course. So the first question was, what are contour variables? The second question is, what is statistical inference, causal inference? Then we talked about estimators, unbiasness, consistency, things like that. We're not going to review that now. And then understand the workflow of regression analysis. So let's start with these questions. But before we go into actual analysis or how this, what kind of techniques we can apply, we have to think why we apply statistical techniques in the first place. And typically, we want to do that to test some theory. So what is theory? How would you define the word theory? We generally use statistical techniques to test some theories. And to be able to do that, we of course have to be specify what we mean by theory. So what does the term theory mean? Propositions, yeah. To explain relationships, yeah. Yeah, it's theory is a collection of propositions to explain relationships. And then we have something else. So proposition is a link between constructs. So constructs are things that we want to explain. And to be able to explain something, we have to say what happens, how, when, and why. And the why part is an important part. The why part is something that we don't really get in from our statistical analysis.
Yeah. Kind of media the way around. I mean, do first do the inference, and then from then on build a new theory that states that.
No. Generally, no. There are specific cases or examples where it can, but generally no. So
yeah, the point is that, for example, here in software engineering, we have no theory whatsoever on something. So it's basically we got data and we have no idea whether one technique is superior to another or whether we got nothing. So we'll try to build, to create our analysis and then start building theory.
The problem with that is, inductive reasoning is difficult based on quantitative data. So let's take an example. And I like this example. Let's divide a class in half on here. So we have the left-hand side and we have the right-hand side. And we have a correlation of exactly one for a person being blonde or a person being redhead and sitting on the right-hand side of the class. So we have a very strong statistical effect that blondes and redheads go to the right-hand side of the class. Can we come up with a theory? We have a very strong statistical effect. Can we come up with a theory based on that strong statistical effect?
But that's correlation, not causation, right?
Yeah, but